meditating on God's feet. In all devotional paths, God is approached in a personal form. Any personal form must have all the human attributes, including feet. If God is to be approachable, God has to walk on earth. Earth is our realm, our familiar home. However low we consider ourselves to be, we will always be able to touch God's feet, even without daring to raise our eyes any higher. God's feet are connected to the entirety of God's existence. So God's feet are our constant reassurance of God's presence, compassion, blessings, and concern. God's feet are our immediate connection, our rendezvous point with God, the meeting place between heaven and earth, the spiritual and the material, the promise of our future liberation with our present bondage. Unless and until God dissolves the creation, God's feet are our solace, protection, salvation, liberation, and assurance of our ultimate perfection. Sri Chinmoy writes, when the beginner meditates early in the morning, he should meditate on the feet of the personal supreme. Then, along with his own devoted love, he will feel God's compassion and concern. He will say, "Here is someone who is really great, infinitely greater than I. That is why I am touching his feet with such devotion." He will feel that there is some purpose behind what he is doing. By touching the feet of the Supreme, he is trying to become one with the Supreme. He feels that for him this is the easiest approach. If someone is very tall, I won't be able to touch his head, but I can touch his feet. Whether I touch his feet or his head, I can say that I have touched him. But when I touch his feet, immediately I get the feeling of purest joy and devotion. Sri Chinmoy.